This is Ozarks at Large. Wayne Bell, the man behind the column Culture Club, which you can find at FayettevilleFlyer.com, is happy summer is ending. Movies you can find in the multi-screen Cineplex will begin to have fewer Caped Crusaders, not as many explosions, and more human emotion. At least that's the hope as the fall movie season begins. Wayne, is it safe for you to go inside the theater yet?
Well, the number one movie this past weekend was that Contagion movie or whatever. Yes. So I think that, you know, the buzz on that looked pretty good. It kind of reminded me of Outbreak, but it has a great cast, and I guess that officially started the fall movie season.
That seemed to straddle the line because it seems sort of big budget because it's got all these stars, but a little bit more serious than, say, Captain America.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm giving anything away, but you get to see Gwyneth Paltrow die.
Oh, I saw that in the preview, in the trailer. Yes.
So
yes.
A lot of people are excited about that. Not me.
No. So this does then begin a season when we'll start to see Oscar contenders dribble into the theater.
Hopefully. And then you'll also see some movies that, you know, we think will be Oscar contenders, and then the buzz comes and they're just not what they stack up to be. It starts early in September on the 16th with Drive, which stars Ryan Gosling and Carey Mulligan. It took Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival, and it's kind of a smaller, intimate thriller or kind of a blockbuster feeling to it, but it's smaller and more intimate. And Ryan Gosling, coming off Crazy Stupid Love, is coming into his own. He's got another film coming out later this year after Drive, which is getting buzz. And then on the 23rd, we have Moneyball, which is Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And if anybody's familiar with that book, it's kind of an inside baseball story.
Right. Trying to build a team not with high-priced superstars, but with these underpaid, overachieving sort of baseball players.
Right. And, you know, the advanced word on that, I haven't read the book, but even if you don't like baseball, it's a great kind of intimate portrayal of that world. So that comes out on the 23rd. And then on October 7th, we get our second Ryan Gosling feature, which is Ides of March, which is George Clooney's film.
He directed it?
He directed it. And it stars George Clooney and Ryan Gosling and Marissa Tomei and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Paul Giamatti. It's a political thriller where Ryan Gosling kind of plays an aide to George Clooney, who's running, I suppose, for president. And it looks like it has a lot of Oscar potential. And George Clooney, he kind of laid everything he touches, at least gets nominated.
Right.
So
George Clooney, Marissa Tomei, the entire Kellum's household is happy.
On the 4th of November, Tower Heist comes out.
Tower Heist? Now, that sounds like one of those fictional movies that the Seinfeld crew would go see.
It sounds like something I will hate, but it's a Brett Ratner film, and it's a heist movie, and it's got Ben Stiller and Alan Alda and Matthew Broderick, and it also has Eddie Murphy, which is Brett Ratner is directing next year's Oscars, and Eddie Murphy has been tapped to host the Oscars, and this is why. So I think they're really anticipating that being a big Thanksgiving-type movie.
It's an interesting cast.
Yeah, it's a good cast, and you look at it, and you think, well, that has a lot of potential. And then speaking of potential, on the 9th of November, the story of J. Edgar Hoover with Leonardo DiCaprio and Armie Hammer comes out, and that's directed by Clint Eastwood. And he, you know, he's got a lot of Oscar hits, and then he's had some misses of late that didn't do as well. Invictus got a few nominations, but then it didn't, you know, do as well. And what was the one last year?
Well, there was The Changeling a couple years ago.
Yeah, and that did okay. It was The Hereafter.
Right.
But this J. Edgar film has got some good advanced buzz, and I think the Academy in general is ready to reward Leonardo DiCaprio. He's been pretty close to winning a few times, and this could be the kind of biopic that really could seal the deal for him. And Clint Eastwood has a good track record. On the 23rd is something I'm really excited about of November, and that's The Descendants, which is Alexander Payne, who did Sideways. It's his first film since then, and it's starring George Clooney again. So it's kind of a downtrodden father dealing with his children. And it's kind of a dark comedy in the vein of Sideways and about Schmidt, their past films. And so I'm excited about that. And then I'm very excited on the 23rd of November for The Muppets Movie, with Amy Adams and Jason Segel and Chris Cooper. Jason Segel has rewritten the Muppet films. He's come up with a new concept for them, and so he's trying to bring it to a new demographic. But I think it's going to be more adult.
Is this sort of a remake of the first Muppet movie?
No. Okay. From what I can tell, it's an original story, and the trailer looks really smart.
Hmm. It has Kermit, correct?
It does have Kermit and all his friends.
Okay.
On the 16th of December, we have The Iron Lady with Meryl Streep and Jim Broadbent, which is the story of Margaret Thatcher. And it just seems ripe to give Meryl Streep. Well, we know she'll get another Oscar nomination for this. But it looks like it might be the kind of part that could finally seal the deal for her winning again, because it's been so long. On the 21st of December, David Fincher brings us Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I am not one of those fanboys of that series, but I know you are familiar with it.
I've started the first book and then other books that I had to read because I was going to interview someone or something. So I haven't picked it back up. I have to admit, I'm a little bit afraid that there's some graphic violence in this book that maybe I don't want to deal with. I don't know.
I would think that David Fincher, you know, coming off Social Network and Benjamin Button, he should understand exactly how to make that relate. And that's going to be a huge movie. I mean, the version that came out last year, the subtitled version.
It did well.
It did really well over here. So having the English-speaking version should do well.
And is it Clive Owen that's in it?
I know that it's
Daniel Craig
and Ronnie, the girl from Social Network is in it. And then on the 23rd, Cameron Crowe backs up his films like Almost Famous and Vanilla Sky with We Bought a Zoo, starring Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I just don't know what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those movies like Snakes on a Plane. You know the concept from the title.
Mm-hmm.
This family buys a zoo.
Yeah. And it's Matt Damon doing an accent, buying a zoo. But then you look at Cameron Crowe, and he's got a pretty good track record.
Does.
And he also has that Pearl Jam 20 movie out this fall, too, a documentary of that. So, I mean, he's got a good history. And closing out the year on the 28th of December, is War Horse, which, if you remember, won the Tony a few months ago. But it's the story of a boy trying to find a horse that he lost in the war, and it's a Steven Spielberg film. And, of course, that's the front runner for Best Picture. But, you know, that's December 28th. That could come and go. That could have no traction. That could not do well. It could do very well. We don't know. But it certainly has the pedigree.
Now, that's not all of the movies that people are excited about. Those are just the ones that have a firm release date.
Yeah. Next week, we can talk more about the films that have all the buzz coming out of Toronto and coming out of Venice Film Festival, but they don't have release dates yet.
All right. So, Wayne Bell creates the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.